Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Father, and our Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Can you imagine the number of lambs? Thousands upon thousands of lambs. And buckets upon buckets of blood. That is the history of the Passover. Can you imagine? This history was what was to be recounted to every generation on this day, the day that the Passover lamb was sacrificed. It was to be etched into the very minds of the people of God, the people of Israel. The night which the angel of death, our Lord, passed over their sons because of the blood of lambs smeared on every door of every Israelite family. Terrible hardships and brutal labor was the lot of the children of Jacob in Egypt. But God heard their cries, and he remembered, and he knew. When God remembers and when he knows, you can rest assured that he is about to act for the remembered one's salvation. God remembered the covenant that he had made so long ago with Abraham, those 400 years or so before. He sent Moses to be the man to serve as his servant before Pharaoh and to serve Israel, bringing them to the very doorstep of the promised land. God knew, and God remembered, and God was going to act. Pharaoh was a stubborn and hard-hearted man. Plague after plague after plague only served to harden his heart even more against the word of God to let my people go. But the Lord God had a plan, a final plague, a plague that pointed to his promised grace. In preparation for the final plague, he told Moses to prepare Israel and be effectively consecrating themselves. Then they were to take a lamb from their flocks, the best lamb, a male, without spot or blemish, a perfect specimen, as best could be determined. And they were to kill that lamb as a sacrifice and take the blood of that lamb and spread it over and above the doors of their homes. This blood was going to save their firstborn sons from the terrible death associated with the impending plague. Even in the Old Testament, God works through means. On this night, the blood of the Lamb. The very night the angel of death came to Egypt, and the firstborn male in every Egyptian household died. It didn't matter the social stratosphere. Death comes to every man. In the end, all men are alike, no matter their walk upon the earth. Even the firstborn males of the livestock died that night. There was no way for anyone to escape the work of this angel of death. Only the blood of the Lamb could save this night. Every door of every house that dripped with blood was passed over. The Israelites were saved from death by the blood of the Lamb. And Pharaoh gave up, and the Israelites came out of Egypt. But what does this all mean, and who is the Paschal Lamb? These were the questions every boy in the household of Israel was going to ask. They were to ask what all all of it meant, why they were doing what they were doing, as they watched a lamb being roasted over fire when so many other meals were boiled. Why they were eating unleavened bread with bitter herbs. This was the time and the night of our Lord's meal with his disciples. The history of the Passover was to be rehearsed in light of the meal. The thousands of lambs, the buckets of blood, all of it to be retold, to be remembered as a memorial. Jesus and the 12 eat, drink, and they remember. Then Jesus says something completely new. Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, takes bread, gives thanks, and gives it to his disciples and says, "This is my body." And then he takes the cup, drinks, gives thanks, and gives it to his disciples and saying, "This is my blood." And suddenly the Old Testament sacrament of the Passover is fulfilled and replaced by the New Testament of our Lord's own blood. The blood of thousands upon thousands of lambs is fulfilled and replaced by the blood of the Lamb of God, Christ Jesus, our very own Paschal Lamb. The lambs without blemish or spot are fulfilled and replaced by the pure and holy Son of God. The salvation from the land of slavery is fulfilled, replaced by salvation from the slavery to sin and death. A new covenant, a new promise given by the Lord God incarnate himself. And you here are people of that new covenant. You are people called out of the land of exile. You are people washed in the blood of the Lamb. People who have received the grace of God and word and sacrament. The blood of Jesus, the Paschal Lamb, cleanses you from every spot and from every stain. You are rescued. You are redeemed and returned from exile. Brought into a beautiful land and relationship with your Lord and your God once more. You are a people, are the people of God, who now live in his light and walk in his way. Thousands and thousands of lambs, buckets upon buckets of blood, all pointing to Jesus Christ and his holy sacrifice of the cross. The holy sacrament of the altar points us back to the sacrifice of the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world by his own death. He has set us free. His grace is for you in his body and blood, and that same grace continues to be in his body and blood each time that you gather to receive it for the forgiveness of our sins and the strengthening of your faith. From Passover to the upper room, and now the Lord's Supper. A sacramental journey marked by the blood of the true Paschal Lamb. From Passover to the Lord's Supper, Jesus, our Paschal Lamb, our blood and our righteousness. In the holy and blessed name of Jesus, amen. And the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit bless you and preserve you unto life everlasting. Amen. Amen.